And a good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play here this evening. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 12-8 conference mark, 19-9 overall, while the Briarcliff Chargers are 8-12 in the conference and 14-4 overall. The Charger women stopped a three-game losing streak with a win over Morningside on Saturday. The Chargers are 5-6 in 2019. Briarcliff has been outscored 70.4 to 68.2. And out-rebounded 39.9 to 38.4. The Chargers make 41.5% of their field goals that allow 38% success. Chargers are also converting 36.1% of their three-point shots, while opponents are making 28.1% of their field goal attempts. Taylor Wagner scores a team-high 11.3 points per game with 4.1 rebounds. Alyssa Carley is scoring 10.6 points per game. Logan Ehlers adds 9.6 points per game and takes in 5.3 rebounds. Taylor Vasa and Madeline Deichler are each getting 5.6 and 5.2 rebounds per game, but Vasa is not in uniform this evening. Wagner has nearly 4 assists per game and 2 steals per outing. The Defender women are 19-9 overall, 12-8 in the GPAC. The Defenders saw a winning streak stopped at 2 in a 7-point loss to Midland on Saturday. Dort is averaging 82 points per game with a 70.5 defensive average. Dort also out-rebounds teams 46.1 to 36.2 and are converting 43.9% of its field goals while allowing 37.9% success for opponents. Erica Feenster is averaging 22.5 points per game with 59.4% field goal shooting, and she gets 7.6 rebounds per game. Annie Rinesmith is good for 12.9 points per game, and she is making 32.5% of her three-point shots and has made 49 three-point baskets. Rachel Evavold is good for 12.3 points per game, 6.7 rebounds, and she is making 52.9% of her field goals. Peyton Harmson adds 7.4 points per game. Kenzie Bausma's at 6.8, while averaging, and that's in coming off of the bench for the most part. Sienna Stamness is at 5.6 points per game. The Chargers went on the road and beat Morningside 78-61 after leading 38-29 at halftime on Saturday. The Chargers, the Chargers were led by Maya Henry with 13 points and 6 rebounds. She was 7 of 10 from the free throw line. The Defender women had a slow second and third quarter on Saturday and lost a 71-64 decision to Midland. Dort was down as many as 15 points in the second half before closing the gap to 2 with 3 minutes left in the game. Dort was then outscored 40-25 of the second and third periods before putting the threat together to close out the contest. Rachel Evavold had 20, Annie Rinesmith had 15 in the loss. Dort and Briarcliff played on back on December 5th. Dort won the women's game 76-55. The Defenders went on a 25-6 run in the third quarter. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Our national anthem sung by Anna Christians this evening. She is a junior at Dort College. Continuing on then, let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest. Let's begin with the Briarcliff Chargers. They will start number one, Alyssa Carley, a 5'11 junior from Trainer, Iowa, averaging 10.6 points per game. Number four is Brianna Allen, a 5'6 sophomore from Crofton, Nebraska, averaging 4.2 points per outing. Number 14 It's Madeline Deitchler, averaging 6.9 points per contest. She's a 5'11 freshman from Trainer. And number 21 is Taylor Wagner, a 5'9 senior from Harlan. She is averaging 11.3 points per game. Logan Ehlers wears number 44. She's a 6'2 sophomore from Shenandoah, averaging 9.6 points per game. For the defenders, they will start Erica Feenstra, a 6-foot sophomore from Hull, averaging 21.5 points per game. Sienna Stamness is a 5'10 sophomore from Rochester, averaging 5.6 points per contest. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 junior from Rock Rapids, averaging 7.4 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 junior from Shakopee, averaging 12.9 points per contest. And Rachel Evavold is a 6'1 junior from Bloomington, averaging 12.3 points per game. Kenzie Bausma will come off the bench. She's a 5'8 senior from Sheldon, averaging 6.7 points per contest. Abby Pruitt's a 5'9 junior from Urbandale, averaging 2.5 points per game. Bailey Tetzloff is a 5'10 sophomore from Brookings, averaging 3.6 points per outing. Number 20 is Mari Smitsdorf, a 6'1 sophomore from Coon Rapids, averaging 3.3 points per game. And number 21 is Jordan Van Monen, a 5'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 4.8 points per contest. Those are your starting lineups and probable top reserves for both teams. This Briarcliff team will be without the services of Taylor Vasa this evening. She is ill. Faith Trashinsky will be their top reserve, a 5'10 junior from Manson, Iowa, averaging 6.5 points per game. Logan Ehlers, who's been coming off of the bench, scoring 9.6 points per game. She is inserted into the starting lineup in place of Voss, a 6-foot senior from Arthur, Nebraska. Ehlers is a 6'2 sophomore from Shenandoah, Iowa. We are just about set for basketball. Dort College in their home white jerseys, Briarcliff in their road blacks, and we are sent for the opening tip. It will be Feenstra against Ehlers, and the opening tap is controlled by the defenders, and we are underway with the basketball. Right side pass, Stamness. Feenstra in the short corner tries to dump it inside for Evavold. It's taken away by Briarcliff. Chargers with the basketball after the turnover on the defenders on the first play of the contest. Briarcliff with the basketball on the left side, 20 to shoot. They get it over to Carly. Carly at the free throw line, cut off. Passes right side, Wagner. Wagner in the corner, dump it down low for Ehlers. Ehlers with a left hand into the lane. Her two-point basket is good. And Briarcliff leads 2-0. 2-0 our score. Harmson with the basketball. She goes left side, comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith feeds it Feenstra. Feenstra, Annie. Annie inside for Evavold, and another turnover on the defenders. And here comes Briarcliff back the other way. Wagner with the basketball into the lane. Kick out pass, left corner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith. Annie with the basketball gets it ahead. Sienna Stamness. Stamness feeds Rinesmith the trailer back over to Harmson. Goes to Evavold. Evavold on the elbow. Evavold back outside Harmson. Harmson three-pointer in and out, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Stamness, and Sienna Stamness is fouled on the play. She will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting on the putback opportunity off the offensive rebound of the missed three-pointer by Peyton Harmson from the right wing. Stamness with two free throws on the way. First free throw by Stamness. No good. Makes the second one, and the defenders trail 2-1. So Stamness makes one of two. Pass goes right side. Carly, they dump it down low. Off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound and a putback, though, no good by Madeline Deitchler. Here comes Dort College. Back the other way, Rinesmith pulls up, feeds it left side. Stamness, Stamness three from the left wing, no good. And the rebound taken away on the weak side by Ehlers. Ehlers gives it up left wing to Allen. Allen beyond the three-point line comes back to Wagner. Taylor Wagner, leading scorer for the Briarcliff Chargers, 11.3 points per contest. Ehlers goes into the corner to Allen. Allen over the basketball. Allen picks up her dribble back to Deitchler. Deitchler, 17-footer, no good. Ehlers with a putback, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra over to Rinesmith. Here comes Dort College in transition. Rinesmith gets around her player, lays it up, right hand, good. Annie Rinesmith goes coast to coast after the outlet pass from Feenstra. Feenstra had to wrestle that rebound away. Dort College leading 3-2. With it on the right side, Carly. Carly reverses it, Wagner. Wagner gives it up, Allen. Allen, three, good. Brianna Allen, left wing, three-point basket. Briarcliff regains the lead at 5-3. 7:30 remaining, first period. Ryan Smith picks up her dribble. Passes Stamnes. Stamnes feeds it underneath. Evavold. Evavold. Easy bucket. It's tied 5-5. Evavold on the right side of Stamnes. Split the defense with that bounce pass. Back we go the other way. Allen. Allen hit the three moments ago. Now coming back the other way. Backdoor cut off the give was Wagner. Wagner with a two-point bucket. Briarcliff leads 7-5. 7-5, right side Harmson, goes to Evavold. Evavold dumps it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra, shot no good, gets her own rebound back, shot no good, puts it up again, no good. And now foul called on the rebound against the defenders and Sienna Stamnes. Stamnes whistled for personal foul number one. So Sienna Stamnes called for the personal foul. Jordan Van Manen will check into the contest, checking out. Is Annie Ryansmith. Kenzie Bausma will check in as well. Peyton Harmson checks out. And Mari Smitsdorf checks into the ballgame in place of Rachel Evavold. 6:50 remaining, first quarter. Briarcliff basketball, left side, Ehlers. Ehlers looking for the cut. Instead, passes it back to Allen. Allen with the ball on the wing. Allen working against Bausma. Allen picks up her dribble, goes to Wagner. Wagner down to the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on Jordan Van Manen. Jordan Van Manen whistled for personal foul number one. That is team foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. And the Briarcliff Chargers will be inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Wagner to trigger it. Wagner looking. Well, they still haven't given the ball in. Briarcliff wants to send Trashinsky into the ballgame, and they do. Alyssa Carley checks out. Also checking in, Maya Henry. They go to Allen. Allen thought about the three instead. Back, and a three-point missed by Wagner. Here comes Dort College. Van Manen ahead. It comes to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, picks up her dribble, back to Van Manen. Van Manen throws over the top, intended for Feenstra. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. And Dort College has struggled here this evening with turnovers early on. They've had three turnovers through the first 3.5 minutes or so of this basketball game. Wagner with the basketball, gives it up. Trashinsky, three missed, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Van Manen. Here come the defenders. Dort College coming back the other way. Right side it goes to Pruitt. Pruitt with the ball. Pruitt, ball over her head, now decides against the pass. Goes back left wing to Van Manen. Briarcliff in a zone defense. Van Manen finds the seam. Now has it blocked as it got kicked back at her. She tried to put it up from 10. Shot was blocked, and Briarcliff has the basketball. Chargers, Wagner gives it up. Left side underneath. Her shot, no good. Rebound, and we've got a foul on the rebound called on the defenders and Jordan Van Manen. That's number two on Van Manen. To the free throw line will be Henry to shoot a pair of free throws. So Briarcliff content to play that 2-3 zone thus far, and the defenders unable to pull him out of it. Briarcliff leading 7-5. Henry with service, free throw, 56% free throw shooter. Free throw on the way is up and no good. She's got another one on the way. Briarcliff leads 7-5. 7-5. Maya Henry with another free throw, trying to establish a three-point lead for the Chargers, and she makes that one as it hits off the front iron and falls through. Defenders trail 8-5. Right side, they go. Evavold. Evavold reverses to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith three, no good. Weak side rebound though, and a jump ball called. Abby Pruitt got tied up on the offensive rebound attempt. Briarcliff gets the basketball back, leading 8-5. So Briarcliff has an early lead in this one. 5:15 remaining in the first period. Chargers have it. Bussinger. Bussinger with it on the wing. Bussinger gives it up to Trashinsky. Trashinsky goes right side. They're looking down low. Dort College in a man-to-man defense. Trashinsky on the left wing. Free throw line. That's Hendry. Throw it down low. Shot forced up. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Here come the defenders and Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with the basketball on the left side. She picks up her dribble. Launches it for Pruitt and another turnover by the defenders. Defenders are down 8-5. They've given Briarcliff several opportunities here. 8-5, Chargers leading by 3. The defenders have struggled to hang on to the basketball. Several turnovers, now Briarcliff gives it right back. Feenstra stepped into the passing lane, gives it over to Rinesmith. Evavold, right side to Harmson. Harmson, Evavold, left side. They throw it back over to Harmson. Stamness, Stamness to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Feenstra. Rinesmith off the dribble, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Head fake by Harmson. Evavold back to Stamness. Three ball as the shot clock is expiring. Good. Sienna Stamness with the three-point basket. She's got 4, and the defenders have tied it up at 8-8. So a free throw, and now a made three-pointer by Stamness. And a foul called on Annie Rinesmith on the defense. Annie Rinesmith whistled for her first personal foul. And that is team foul number 4 on the defenders thus far, with 3:54 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Taylor Wagner. Wagner lofts it over the top, gets it to Deitchler. Back to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner back out front. Into the lane. Shot off the heel. No good. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff, and an offensive rebound putback attempt by Deitchler. No good, but Rachel Evavold whistled for the personal foul, and that is foul number 1 on Evavold, but team foul number 5 on the defenders here with 3:39 left to play in the first quarter. So Briarcliff will be in the bonus from here on out. First free throw by Deitchler. No good. She's a 56% free throw shooter. Briarcliff, not a great free throw shooting team, 65.7 is their percentage for the season. That one skips out, no good. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. 3:35 and counting. Left side it goes, Stamness, Stamness, Harmson, Harmson, right corner, Feenstra. They double team her, and Feenstra is fouled in the right corner by Ehlers. That's foul number 1 on Ehlers. So Ehlers whistled for the personal foul. 8-8. Dort College is inbounding on the sideline rather than the baseline, so Feenster will throw it in. Gets it into Harmson. Fresh 30 for the defenders to work with. Rinesmith back to Harmson. Short corner Feenstra. Feenstra up. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Logan Ehlers. That is foul number 2 on Ehlers. And free throws on the way for Feenstra. So Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 8-8 our score. 3:16 remaining here in the quarter. First free throw by Feenstra is good. 73% free throw shooter. Another one on the way for Erica Feenstra. Leading scorer for the defenders. Averaging a little over 21 points per ball game. Makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming her way. Bailey Tetzloff will check in if she makes the free throw. And she does. 10-8. Feenstra checks out of the ballgame. Tetzloff, Van Manen, Shemileski, Kennard, and Bausma are on the floor. Defenders leading 10-8. With it in the backcourt is Allen. Allen throws over the top, gets it to Carly. Carly feeds the trailer, Wagner. Wagner with a left hand, missed it. Rebound tipped out, here comes Bausma. Bausma does not have the numbers. Bausma down to the baseline, cut off, passes out front. They give it to Van Manen. Van Manen splits the defense. Her floater from 10, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback attempt is Bausma. Kenzie Bausma will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So 2 free throws on the way for Kenzie Bausma. That is team foul number 4 on the Briarcliff Chargers. First free throw by Bausma, no good. Another one on the way for Bausma. Bausma with her team leading 10-8. An opportunity to build the lead up to 3 here with a made basket. Free throw is up and good, so Bausma makes 1 of 2. 72% free throw shooter. She makes 1 of 2 that time. Briarcliff basketball. They trap. They get it back. Van Manen drops it off for Bausma. Bausma off of the glass. Good. Kenzie Bausma with 3 points. Dort College leading 13-8. Briarcliff basketball in the backcourt. Wagner. Wagner gets it across the timeline. They give it right side. Wagner on the wing. Wagner guarded there by Ben Monin. Dort College, a smaller lineup here. They can afford to do that. Briarcliff thin in the post today. Three-pointer from the corner, no good. Rebound, though, taken away by Hendry. Hendry, they give it inside for Wagner. The ball is tipped out of bounds by the defenders. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff throwing the ball in. They get it in right side to Carley. Carley, 17-footer, no good. Hendry comes away with a rebound, and a jump ball is forced by Kenzie Kennard. It will be Dort basketball. Defenders leading 13-8, 2:12 remaining, first period. Bringing the basketball up is Ben Monin. Ben Monin with the basketball, Shemileski. Shemileski, right side, Kennard. Kennard into the corner, Ben Monin. Floats it over the top. Who is that intended for? Shemileski. And the ball ends up in the hands of Mike Power on the Briarcliff bench. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Dort will set up their pressuring defense. In the backcourt with it is Wagner. Wagner trapped. Dort College trying to force a tie up. Briarcliff breaks through the press. They give it to Wagner, the trailer. 1:50 remaining. Dort leading by 5, 13-8. 1:48 left to play in the first period. Hendry with it out front. Gives it left wing, Wagner. Wagner into the corner, Allen. Allen comes back right side, Carley. Carley cut off on the drive. Back to Hendry. 5 to shoot. Down to the baseline. They give it to Wagner. Wagner, a shot clock violation as the defenders. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Stamness. Stamness comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Rinesmith in between the circles comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra right side, Stamness, Harmson. Harmson down to the block underneath. Feenstra on the give from Evavold. Feenstra with a two-point basket. She's got 4. Defenders lead by 7, 15-8 as we approach 1 minute left to play in the first period. Briarcliff basketball, Allen. Allen guarded there by Harmson. Goes back to Wagner. Wagner fumbles it momentarily, picks it back up. Comes back over to Carley. Carley with the ball. Carley looking for somewhere to go. Gives it underneath. Evavold holding her ground. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Gives it up to Rinesmith. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Rinesmith right side, Harmson. Bounce pass, Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass, good. Erica Feenstra, another 2. She's got 6. Dort opens a 9-point lead, 17-8, 33 seconds remaining, first period. See if Dort can get another stop here and then have one more chance at the offensive end. Wagner down to the corner, gives it up, Allen. Allen out front, they give it up to Hendry. Hendry shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, Rinesmith. Here comes Dort College, 16 left to play. Rinesmith across half court. Rinesmith at the top of the key. Rinesmith, right side, Harmson, goes to Evavold. Evavold reverses, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Stamness. Stamness missed it. 2 seconds left, now 1. And Briarcliff will let the clock run out, and that's the end of our first quarter of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. It'll be Briarcliff basketball when we resume play. The defenders leading 17-8. Dort College closing quarter number 1 with a 12-0 run. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Dort leading 17-8. It'll be Briarcliff basketball when we resume play. The defenders up by 9. The Dort defenders trailed at 1.8-5, but they closed the quarter on a 12-0 run. And that's where we stand right now. Now it will be Briarcliff basketball when we resume. The Dort defenders will be playing defense. And the Dort defenders nearly force a turnover. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Chargers throwing the ball in. This is Wagner with the basketball in between the circles. Wagner gives it up. Left side over to Carley. Carley gets around the pick and roll. Comes back right side over to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball on the wing. Wagner comes back left side to Carley. Carley looking down low. Dumps it underneath. Looking for the kickoff pass, and it's taken away by Evavold. Evavold with a clean pick. Here comes Dort College. Right side pass, Harmson, Feenstra, short corner. Feenstra up strong, lost it on the way up, and it's picked off by Logan Ehlers. Ehlers with the basketball back the other way. She comes over to Wagner. Wagner puts the ball on the deck one time, twice, back out front to Ehlers. Ehlers, step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold with the basketball, and the defenders leading by 9, 17-8 with the basketball and an opportunity to build on the lead. Rinesmith in the right corner, and Rinesmith is whistled for the travel violation. It will be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff with the basketball, 9 minutes remaining in the first half. The defenders on a 12-0 run. Briarcliff brings it up with Wagner. Briarcliff a little shorthanded this evening. Brianna Allen with a basketball on the left wing, picks up her dribble. Ball's taken away by Stamness. Now it's down on the floor. Harmson picks it up, gives it off to Sienna Stamness. Stamness into the front court. The Rochester, Minnesota native feeds it off left side over to Rinesmith, and Rinesmith is whistled for the travel violation. Well, Dort has been bitten pretty hard by the turnover bug here this evening. They find themselves up by 9. Hopefully they can get the turnover piece of it figured out. They do that in pretty good shape. When they've taken care of the basketball, they've gotten really good shots. We have a foul called on the pick. Who's that going to go against? That goes on Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for the personal. That is foul number 2 on her. Team foul number 1 on the defenders in this quarter. Well, Dort's going to have to deal with some foul trouble as well. Both Van Manen and Rinesmith have 2 fouls each, so they're going to have to navigate that issue with 8:28 remaining here in the first half. So Van Manen's in for the time being. My guess is you go until she picks up her third, or you want to rotate her out after a 2 or 3 minute run. Then you bring Rinesmith back. Wagner, left side of Hendry. Stamness tips it. It's down on the floor. It's still loose, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball with 8:05 remaining. That ball tipped initially by Stamness, and now Briarcliff wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Briarcliff. We're scoreless through the first minute and 55 of this second quarter. Neither team's been able to find the basket. The defenders leading 17-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Around the conference tonight, Midland is at Hastings. We're keeping an eye on that one because Hastings is nipping at the defenders' heels right now in the conference standings. Morningside is at Doan. Morningside is 10-10. They're 2 back of the defenders. Jamestown is at Northwestern. That one really doesn't have an impact on the defenders. And CSM is at Concordia. That's College of St. Mary at Concordia. The defenders will conclude the regular season on Saturday when they travel to Hastings, Nebraska to take on the Broncos. Outcome of tonight's games will determine how important that game on Saturday is. 3 on the way by Harmson, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Feenstra. Feenstra with 8. Dort leads 19-8. Defenders by 11. Ball is thrown away by Wagner. It's Dort basketball. Fortunately for the defenders, Briarcliff has struggled as well with turnovers this evening. And the defenders find themselves up by 11, 19-8. Bringing the basketball up is Van Manen. Van Manen with it on the right side. Angles it back over to Feenstra. Comes right back to Van Manen. Into the corner, Harmson. Evavold, Stamness. 3-pointer on the way. Short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Briarcliff and Drachman. Drachman with the basketball. Drachman spins, comes back out front, driving in, kick out pass into the corner, three, in and out, no good. Another rebound for Evavold. 7-10 remaining, first half. Defenders leading 19-8. Dunmanen gets it underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra muscles it up and down. Feenstra with 11 points, and the defender lead is 21-8. 21-8, our score. The defenders by 13. Defenders on a 16-0 run. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be defender basketball. Briarcliff has used a couple of timeouts. Beg your pardon, they've used one timeout up to this point. Dort still has their full complement of five. Dort with a line shift, coming into the game, Ryan Smith, Bausma, Pruitt, Feenstra, and Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf double-teamed in the post. Ryan Smith back to Mari. Mari right side, Pruitt. Pruitt with it, deep right wing. Abby picks up the dribble. They shovel it inside Smitsdorf. Back over to Pruitt. Pruitt then to Bausma. Bausma floats it up from 15 feet. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point bucket. She's got five. Defenders lead 23-8. Defenders on an 18-0 run. 6:15 remaining. Briarcliff basketball. Bussinger is tied up on the play. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. I'm not sure what the official signaled to his partner. That was John Garrow communicating with his partners that he wanted them to watch something closely. In the lane, Briarcliff. They get it back out. Right side to Ehlers. Ehlers hesitates and gets called for traveling. Ehlers travels with it. Dort gets the basketball back and an opportunity to build on the 23-8 advantage. The defenders are going to use a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout as the defenders have built a 15-point lead with an 18-point run. They lead at 23-8. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty. Hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Also made possible tonight by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service by CNH Bonnet Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads at Highway Chevrolet in Rock Valley, Iowa. Their entire inventory, over 150 new and used vehicles, is on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Dort College back the other way. Feenster tries to shovel it back outside. A lot of contact underneath. Feenster unable to draw the foul, then tries to tip it back to a teammate and ends up stepping on the end line. Out of bounds, it is Briarcliff basketball back. Bringing it up, the Chargers and Bussinger. Bussinger left side, and we've got an illegal pick called on the Chargers. That one's going to go against number 24 for Briarcliff, and that is a player I didn't anticipate seeing this evening, Ashley Hohenstein. Ashley Hohenstein whistled for the personal foul, an illegal pick. She's played in 16 games this season. Did not play against Morningside on Saturday. Out front with the basketball. Dort with a lead, 23-8. Feenstra, corner three, missed it too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort and Pruitt. It will be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff gets the basketball back with 5.5 left to play. Checking into the contest is Deichler. Evavold also checking in for the defenders along with Harmson and Stamnes. Feenstra will check out along with Bausma and Pruitt. Defenders leading 23-8. Out front, Wagner. Wagner picks up her dribble. She goes to the free throw line. With it is Deichler. She turns, looks, gives underneath Ehlers, and Ehlers is fouled on the play by Mari Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. Throwing the ball in, Logan Wagner, the Harlan, Iowa native for Briarcliff, throws over the top and finds Carly. Carly will set the offense. 25 seconds and counting left to play here in the first half. Briarcliff basketball, top of the key, Deichler. Deichler looking underneath, Ehlers. Ehlers passes tipped by Smitsdorf as she fronted the post. She was able to knock it away. Here comes Dort College. Coming back, right side, Harmson. Harmson on the wing. Back over to Stamness. Gives it up, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, short corner, Smitsdorf, 17 to shoot. Kicks it, right wing, three, Harmson, yes. Peyton Harmson, the three-point basket. Dort leads 26-8. The run is now 21 points in a row. Briarcliff basketball, Wagner. Wagner on the right wing. Wagner gives it up, Deichler. Plants it on the back iron, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Bringing it up is Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson in between the circles. Harmson back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith sets the offense now. Rinesmith into the corner. Harmson another one. Nope. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold puts it up, and they're going to call a charge on Rachel Evavold. Rachel Evavold whistled for the offensive foul with 4:10 remaining. That is foul number two on Evavold. And the Dort defenders with a 26-8 lead with 4:10 remaining in the half. So Dort will send five new players into the game. Five players will usher out, and we are set to resume play. Inbounding the basketball is Deichler. Deichler gets it to Wagner. Wagner in the backcourt, tipped by Kennard. Kennard comes up with it, no good. Tap by Bausma. Here comes Briarcliff. Chargers coming back the other way. Briarcliff with it on the right side. Wagner. Wagner with it on the wing. Brings it back to the top of the key. Briarcliff has not scored in this quarter. Out front, Ehlers. Ehlers off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Deichler. Deichler off of the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Manen. Here comes Dort. Dort back the other way. Van Manen. Van Manen to Bausma. Bausma puts it up. Drew the foul. And Kinsey will go to the free throw line. And she will shoot two free throws. Well, Briarcliff was up 8-5 in the first quarter, and they haven't scored since. 3:37 remaining in this period. 26-8, defenders leading. First free throw up and good for Bausma. She's got another one on the way. 27-8 now. The defenders trying to extend the lead to 20, and they do. A 20-point lead for the defenders. Kenzie Bausma tonight with 7 points by my count. And the defender lead is 28-8. Shot no good from the perimeter. Rebound cleared by Tetzloff. No, it's taken right back by Carly. And now we've got a foul on the play. On Carly, it will be defender basketball. So Carly commits the personal foul after turning it over. The defenders with a 28-8 lead and the basketball. I'm going to check here when that last basket came for Briarcliff. With it on the right side, Kennard. Kennard, Shimoleski. Shimoleski, Bausma. Bausma in the lane. Has it blocked. Gets it back. Puts it up in traffic. No good. Rebound, Tetzloff. Tetzloff unable to get a foul call. Briarcliff basketball. And Ehlers throws it away. It'll be Dort basketball. 28-8. 28-8 our score. Briarcliff has not scored since. A free throw with 5:29 remaining in the first quarter. There's now 3 minutes left to go in the half. Kennard, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Shimoleski lost it. Bausma picks it up, dribbles back out to the perimeter. She looks, gets it back out front. Left side, Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball, floats it up from 10, no good. Rebound fought for, jump ball, alternating possession. It's defender basketball. So Dort will have the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Five new players checking in for the defenders. Feenstra, Stamness, Rinesmith, Evavold, and Harmson all check in. Briarcliff trailing by 20, 2:42 remaining in this half. Rinesmith, three-pointer from the corner, no good. And a foul on the play called on Brianna Allen, and Rinesmith will go to the free throw line to shoot three. That's foul number two on the play against Allen. So Allen picks up her second. She is the second player with two fouls. The other one is Ehlers for the Chargers. Rinesmith, first free throw, good. Another one on the way. It's 29-8. Two more free throws coming. Free throw is up and good. Rinesmith makes two free throws. And now with 2:39 left to go in the half, Dort leads 38. A 25-0 run by the defenders, trying to make it 26. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Rinesmith makes all three. She's got five, and the defender lead is 31-8. 2:36 and counting, first half. Wagner with the basketball out front. Wagner driving down to the baseline, cut off. Tries to get to the short corner, does, but then she's collapsed on. Gets it back out front to Dreckman. Dreckman with the basketball. Dreckman to Deichler. Deichler to Wagner. Wagner down to the block, puts it up. Her shot is good, and the drought is over. Taylor Wagner with the first points since the 5:29 mark. That's nearly a 13.5-minute dry spell for Briarcliff. Dort leads 31-10. Pass through the lane, deflected. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way, under 2 minutes to go in the half. Defenders leading by 21. Right side pass, Wagner. They feed it down low. Ehlers, Ehlers off the glass, no good. Rebound, Stamness. Stamness to Harmson, and Harmson has her legs swept out from under her by Madeline Deichler. That's foul number two on Deichler, and I believe team foul number five on the Chargers in this quarter. 1:42 remaining. Peyton Harmson will go to the free throw line for a rare free throw shooting opportunity for her. She's only shot 14 free throws this season. First one by the left-hander, no good. She's got another one coming. Van Manen, Bausma, Shemileski all check in. Defenders leading by 21, 31-10. A second free throw on the way for Harmson, trying to extend it back to 22, and missed that one short. Rebound cleared by Wagner. So the defenders missed the opportunity to go up 22 or 23. Briarcliff now has the basketball. Wagner. Wagner looking down low, looking for Ehlers. They get it to Ehlers. Ehlers working against Bausma, and she put it on the deck, and it's taken away by Van Manen as she digs down on the double team. Shemileski to Van Manen. Back over to Harmson. Three-pointer right wing. Good. Peyton Harmson with her second three today. Defenders lead 34-10. 1:09 remaining. Briarcliff basketball as we close in on the end of the first half. Chargers run it into the front court with Dreckman. Dreckman looks underneath, finds Ehlers. Ehlers missed it, throws it up the side of the backboard. It's taken away by the defenders, Van Manen. Van Manen over to Bausma. Bausma in traffic, and Kenzie Bausma is going to be called for a carry. 34-10, defenders leading by 24. Checking out of the ballgame will be Harmson. .2 seconds remaining in the half. Briarcliff basketball trailing by 24. They pass it left side. Down to the baseline, cut off. Van Manen forces a tie-up. It'll be Briarcliff basketball with 19 seconds remaining on the shot clock. 38 seconds on the game clock. Throwing the ball in will be the Chargers, Taylor Wagner. Wagner, 5'9 senior from Harlan, trying to hold it together tonight in the absence of Taylor Vasa, the other senior in the lineup for the Chargers. Pass goes into the corner. Wagner, Wagner, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped off of Kennard. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. And they can now take the final shot of the period if they desire. 34-10, Dort leading. Briarcliff looking to throw it in. They get it in, left baseline, up and through. Short jumper by Trashinsky. makes it 34-12. Dort has outscored Briarcliff 17-4 in this period. And going back the other way and knocking down a layup from short range, the defenders get a two-point basket. Now 12 seconds. Bausma gets the they get the steal. Shot by Shemileski, no good. Rebound, Tetzloff. Bausma out front, Benmanen. Benmanen puts it up, and she is fouled. Foul is charged to Briarcliff, Sarah Drachman. That's foul number one on her. So the defenders earlier got a basket in transition by Maya Shemileski. They then get a steal, and now free throws for Jordan Benmanen with less than a second remaining in the period. First free throw by Benmanen is off the mark, no good. She has another one on the way. A second free throw for Jordan Benmanen. This one's up and good. So Benmanen makes one of two, and the defender lead is 37-12, and we get to the intermission. Dort College down 8-5 with 5:29 left to go in the first quarter. Outscore Briarcliff over the final 15-29, 32-4. And they have a 25-point lead as we get to the break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the Where Are They Now segment. Christian Zylstra catching up with a couple of recent grads over the past 5 years. Daniel Finley and Chris Severs will be featured this evening on our Where Are They Now? That comes up right after this.
Hello again and welcome into another edition of Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR885.com. Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Ole Grinnell, mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, and joining us on Where Are They Now today may be a familiar name to you because he's still on campus here at Dort College. A 2011 graduate of this institution, he's a former Dort College football player. He was once an admissions counselor at Dort and now works with the advancement office as a special gifts officer. He had a lot of great stuff to say, so this is only part of the interview. You can hear the rest of it on our website at kdcr885.com. Joining us is Daniel Finley. You hail from Winchester, Kansas, your hometown before Sioux Center became a hometown. Tell me a little bit about life in Winchester and how did you first come to learn about Dort?
Winchester, Kansas is, I would compare it to a Boyden. It's a farming community, but more so becoming more of a bedroom community. Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka are close by. So there's not a lot happening in that community. So people usually go outside of it. It's a community that the school system is the largest employer, so everything kind of revolves around the school. So my dad was a pastor there. You know, you're kind of always looked at as a pastor's kid, and we were always involved in a lot of things. I had four brothers, so whenever someone was moving or whenever someone needed help, like one day we herded buffalo just because there's a farmer that needed more guys to help him out, so we drove pickups around the pasture for the whole day herding buffalo. So it's just one of those things where it's kind of a mix of urban versus rural. And to be so close to a place like Kansas City and not even have a single stoplight in your whole county. And we really appreciated the type of people that were there, from people that were very involved in our lives. We had our own lawn care company. So that's how I got my way through college, was mowing lawns every summer. But as far as learning about Dort in Winchester, Kansas, my senior year, I really had my heart set on going to a state institution in Kansas. My three older brothers had all gone to Kansas State University. I kind of thought, hey, that's where I'm going to go. Well, then there was a local liberal arts college 20 minutes away that started recruiting me for football. That's where one of my assistant coaches had gone. And when that started going, hey, maybe this is a possibility. And my brother had mentioned it too prior to that. He said, Daniel, you know, you should really look at playing college football. And I kind of just shrugged it off. Said, why would I do that? But once those coaches started recruiting me, and maybe even take it back a step, so random family vacation, my uncle was a principal at Iliana Christian, Ripon Christian, and then he retired. So then when he retired, he went to Pella Christian Grade School as an interim principal for 1 year. So we went and visited him. And being the Finley family, we didn't have a lot of money growing up. My dad was a pastor. So our idea of a vacation was, hey, let's drive through Iowa. So we drove up through Northwest Iowa because my dad, if you know him, loves visiting college campuses. And so we drove all the way to Sioux Center, Iowa. I'd never seen so much corn in my life. And we get to Sioux Center and we stop by Dort, and it was, I think, Iowa Private College Week. And we didn't take an official visit or anything, but we were walking on the campus center, and my brother picked up a brochure like, hey, they're starting a football program here. Didn't think anything of it. Well, then fast forward, start getting recruited, go on college visits, check out that program, check out a program in Pennsylvania, check out some other programs, and none of them really seem to be a fit. And I get to March my senior year, and at this point, you know, I've had communication with John Huebner by email, by phone, you know, I've sent film, and it's like, you need to come on a campus visit. You need to come see what this place is all about. So I come on a campus visit. It's March. They just had a blizzard, and it was an amazing blizzard. I mean, I'd never seen snow so high driving on Highway 75 between Lamar's and Sioux Center. I was in my little 97 Honda Civic, and you couldn't even see over the snow drifts. And my dad and I are just like, where are we? This is incredible. I mean, there's just so much snow. And we pull up to campus. It was a Thursday night, and we walk into the campus center, and you thought it was some long-lost cousin. I mean, John Huebner comes out. Buddy, how you doing? This is awesome to have you here. Welcome to the Dort. And then Brandon Huseman was also there. He was my host. I think he hosted every single person that year. And just had a great start from the get-go, just with having such a warm welcome, just feeling that warm embrace of hospitality and friendliness on campus. And then having the opportunity to spend the night with the guys. And I think what really blew me away was, you know, the various institutions I had visited prior to, it's almost like, yes, we may be a Christian institution, but the two are separate. Football's over here and the institution's over here, and they don't really mix. You know, if you're here to play football, that's great. You're going to get that. But if you want your Christian perspective, that's going to happen maybe in the classroom. And this was the first place that I felt like, wow, there's a continuity that's happening between football and the institution. And the professors are so articulate in how they incorporate their faith. And the coaches are so articulate. And the people that I'm interacting with as far as current students, they know what they're doing. They know why they're here.
When did football start to become a passion of yours?
From being a little boy, I remember watching, I think it was the 1998 Rose Bowl, Michigan versus Washington State, and watching that game and seeing Charles Woodson, seeing Michigan just play so well. I mean, it's just such a dynamic game. And that very same day, I was sick, and my brothers had friends came over to play football in the front yard. And I remember I had a 99-degree temperature, and my mom wouldn't let me go play football. And it's just like, crushed. I'm like, you gotta let me go outside. Like, this is gonna be so much fun. You know, having watched that game, you know, when you're a young boy, you really get caught up in that emotion. And for me, starting out playing tackle football with my brothers, I remember doing that. And then middle school football. I was the first seventh grader to start at quarterback for the eighth grade team in the history of our school. And so things kept building with that. And so I really enjoyed just the camaraderie with the teammates. I love the competition and just having the opportunity to go out and execute, make yourself better every day.
On the professional side, so after you graduate from Dort, you were a graduate assistant with the football program. Then you moved to Colorado.
Correct.
Worked for a little bit with State Farm, but you ended up back here again. And you're working initially in the admissions department. Now you're working a lot more with advancement here as a special gifts officer. What drew you back?
State Farm, being in Colorado Springs, awesome experience. I remember when I told my friends in Colorado that I was moving back to Iowa, they thought, are you crazy? I mean, what are you thinking, man? Like, the mountains are here. And I must admit, there was a part of me like, yeah, this is crazy. My office looked toward Cheyenne Mountain, everything like that. But the thing that drew me back was having an opportunity to work with young people and to know the type of experience that I had. Again, coming through adversity with the injuries, coming here not knowing anyone, and through those 4 years, really understanding how the gospel applied to my whole life. And for me, that seems so much deeper than, not saying State Farm is a bad thing, not saying insurance, it's a wonderful thing, it's a great thing, but it was limited. And they have the opportunity to come back to this campus to serve in a role that I can be a conduit and know that, man, I'm going to be able to put these 18-year-olds, these young people, these young men and women that are serious about their relationship with Christ in a position to be around fantastic Christian professors that are going to impact them deeply, are going to be put in positions where, yeah, they may trip and fall, but there's going to be people there to catch them and help them back up. And they're going to be able to understand grace, and they're going to be understanding life and how Christ works in their life. And it may not look like what they expected. You know, I didn't expect to tear my ACL. I didn't expect to tear my quad. I didn't expect, you know, some of those bumps in the road. But to know that this was going to be a perfect place to have that kind of testing ground, to have that environment for them to learn, to grow, and to be nurtured. You know, for instance, I had a family that invited me over to their home every single Sunday for 3 straight years while I was a Dort student. And to know that, you know, those 18 and 19-year-olds, they're going to get that kind of experience too. So to come back to be an admissions counselor, to serve in a capacity where you can kind of influence, where I could travel many different states and know that I'm going to develop relationships all across the Midwest and be able to have that influence of, hey, you should come see this place and be that conduit. That's something I couldn't pass up. So leaving Colorado Springs, best decision I ever made in my life in some ways, besides coming to Dort. But yeah, great one.
A big thank you to Daniel Finley for joining us here on Where Are They Now? Made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Ole Grinnell, mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, here on KDCR. Daniel Finley had so much good stuff to say that you can hear the rest of that interview on our website, KDCR885.com. Just click on the podcast tab at the top of the page. We have more Dort College basketball coming up. The regular season is winding down. The second half is coming up with Mike Biker right after this.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College, 12 of 32 in the first half, 38%. Briarcliff 5 for 29. Defenders with a 30-16 rebounding edge. 17 turnovers by the Cliff, 13 by the Defenders. Erica Feenster leading with 10 points. And 7 for Kenzie Bausma. 6 for Peyton Harmson, 5 for Annie Rinesmith. For the Chargers, they are led by Taylor Wagner with 4 points. Also for the Defenders, 7 rebounds for Rachel Evable. Defenders with a chance to build on the 25-point lead right away. They go short corner, Evavold out front, Stamness. Stamness comes back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it, Stamness. Stamness, cross-court pass, and a foul on the play called on Logan Ehlers. And Logan Ehlers tried to jump the route, if you will, got into the passing lane and got whistled for the foul. Dort will inbound the basketball, a fresh 30 to work with. Throwing it in will be Peyton Harmson directly in front of the Dort coaching staff to my right. Rinesmith with it back over to Harmson. Harmson, a couple of threes in the first half. Good to see her knock a couple down. Sienna Stamness also had a three in the first half of play. Harmson lofts it over the top, gets it to Rinesmith. Rinesmith back to Harmson. Harmson into the corner. Stamness, Stamness, right elbow. Evavold, and Evavold's going to be called for a charge. Rachel Evavold got it at about 12 feet, and rather than taking that in-between shot, wanted to get just a step closer. And the Defenders on defense now after turning it over. Offensive foul is a turnover. Dort gets it back, though, as Wagner misses the pull-up jumper in the lane. Rinesmith driving in, her shot no good, and the follow shot attempt by Feenster. She has it swatted away from her from behind. Dort will inbound the basketball, 23 seconds on the shot clock, 9:01 left on the game clock. That's in the third quarter. Into the corner, Harmson, 19 to shoot. Back to Stamness. Stamness with the basketball. Stamness loses it, and it's tipped off of her leg into the backcourt, and Coach Bill Harmson not happy with how his unit has started this second half. So Briarcliff will inbound the basketball in front of the scorer's table. Wagner will get the inbounds pass. Rinesmith will play some defense. 8:49 remaining. Dort leading by 25. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner down to the baseline, cut off, puts up the short jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Annie. Rinesmith ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra lays it up with the right hand, good. Erica Feenstra with 12 points. Defenders lead 39-12. Defenders able to get a run out. Have been a while since we've seen them get a relatively easy lay-in. And Sienna Stamness runs through a screen set by Madeline Deitchler. Stamness whistled for the personal foul, and Sienna is whistled for her second personal foul. 39-12, Defenders by 27 with 8:22 remaining here in the third quarter. Chargers, and we've got a foul on the play. This one's going to go on Erica Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number 3 already on the Defenders here in the third period. Dort playing, though, with a 27-point cushion. Chargers looking to inbound. They get the ball inbounded to Ehlers. Kick out pass, 3, no good. Rebound down on the floor And Feenstra, I thought she had pretty good position that time. And charging through her was Ehlers. Ehlers forcing a tie-up. And the jump ball alternating possession. It's Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff trailing 39-12. Chargers will inbound with 8:15 left to play in the third period. Briarcliff looking. They throw it over the top. Ehlers spots up. Casts up a two. It's good. Ehlers from straight on knocks down the 18-footer. Dort leads 39-14. Two teams exchanging two-point baskets to start the period. Into the left corner, Feenstra. Feenstra, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith thought about the mid-range jumper, decides against it. Comes back over to Harmson. Short corner, Feenstra. Feenstra tries to give it back over, and it's taken away on the reversal by Trushinski. Trushinski with the basketball. Trushinski up the floor. Trushinski in between the circles, picks up her dribble. It's tipped by Evavold, picked up by Rhinesmith. Finds Stamness. Stamness, right side, feeds the trailer. Harmson spots up, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold misses, no good, but she is fouled on the play. Who's it going to go on is the question. If it's on Ehlers, that's big trouble for Briarcliff, and it is on Ehlers. That is number four on her. So Ehlers picks up her fourth personal foul for the Chargers. To the free throw line to shoot two will be Evavold. First free throw by Rachel. Off the heel, no good. Another one on the way for Rachel Evavold. Evavold, couple of points so far tonight. 39-14, defenders by 25. A second free throw on the way for Rachel Evavold. Evavold's second free throw is up, and that one's good. So Rachel Evavold makes one of two. She's got three. Defenders lead 40-14, and the Chargers will inbound the basketball. Briarcliff inbounds, trailing by 26. Defenders leading down to the baseline. Trushinski. Trushinski misses the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled on that left baseline jumper. That foul is charged to the defenders, Abby Pruitt. Pruitt called for foul number one, and that is team foul number four on the defenders in this quarter. Free throw no good by Trushinski. She's a 69% free throw shooter. 20 of 29 this season, now 20 of 30 as she misses the first one and misses the second. Rebound cleared by Bausma. Hands it off to Jordan Van Manen. Ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra up, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good. Tries to save it in and does so off of a Briarcliff player. It will be Dort basketball. Shot clock still holds at 26 seconds. Throwing the ball in will be Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt to trigger it. Defenders leading 40-14. Van Manen of the basketball in between the circles. She feeds it left side. Pruitt. Pruitt beyond the three-point line. Comes back over to Van Manen. Van Manen tries to save it in. It's still loose. Tapped out and last touched by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Kenzie Bausma got the wind knocked out of her as she tried to dive after that one. Loose basketball. Briarcliff gets it back. 6:55 left to go in the period. 16:54 left in the half. Pass goes high post. Hendry. Hendry back left elbow. Feed it underneath. It's taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra lets traffic clear. Goes over to Van Manen. Right side Pruitt. Pruitt shovels it for Smidsdorf. Smidsdorf muscles it up. Shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Feenstra. And Feenstra clobbered from behind by Bussinger. Bussinger got sealed on the play. She just took a swat at the basketball. Ends up catching Feenstra on the side of the head. Gets called for the personal foul. That's team foul number three on the Chargers. A frustrating evening thus far for the Briarcliff Chargers. Inbounding the basketball is Pruitt. Ebby gets it in to Smidsdorf. Smidsdorf pivots, gives back to Pruitt. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Goes left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it up front. Ebby picks up her dribble. Goes to Van Manen. High post, Bausma. Bausma forces it up. Shot no good. Rebound fought for, and Feenster wrestled it away, but they call a tie-up before she gains possession of it. It will be Briarcliff basketball. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing it in is Pruitt. Ebby looking to toss it in. Goes into the corner. Finds Bausma. Bausma to Van Manen. Van Manen back to Kenzie. Kenzie floater, right side, good. Kenzie Bausma shaken up on the play. Kenzie Bausma is hurt. She's down on the near side. Kenzie Bausma gets the bucket, goes down. Came down awkwardly, and this is not good. 42-14, defenders leading by 28. Bausma being attended to over on the right baseline by the Dort College training staff. And while she is attended to, we will tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. She came down awkwardly on that right side, down on the baseline. She got the shot to go, and I could not tell if she came down on someone's foot or what happened. But the trainer attending to Kenzie Bausma currently. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Also made possible by Kevin Gasek, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint-free dent removal, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, 722-2313. By People's Bank, locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, Hayward, and Hinton, and Sioux City, Iowa, also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. It's Dort basketball leading 42-14. Rinesmith goes over to Harmson. Harmson, right-handed drive. Underneath it goes Tetzloff. Tetzloff in traffic. Ball tipped out. Last touched by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort basketball. 5:47 remaining in the quarter. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Throwing the ball in will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith, the stamina, 17 to shoot. She gives it back to Rinesmith in between the circles. She has it on the right-hand side. Gets it back over to Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. 7 to shoot. Stamness tries to save it in. It's taken back by Briarcliff. Briarcliff gives it up to Allen. Allen feeds it left corner. Trushinsky. Trushinsky with the basketball. Trushinsky, they feed it down low, and Annie Rinesmith is going to be called for a foul underneath as she tries to play the post defense. Uncustomary roll. Dort leading 42-14. That is foul number 3 on Rinesmith. So she and Evavold now have 3 fouls each. Deichler will go to the free throw line. She is 0-for-2 from the charity stripe so far. And she makes that one. It's 1-for-2. That is just the 3rd point scored by Briarcliff in this quarter. They trail 42-15. Smitsdorf checks into the game. Tetzloff will check out. And another free throw coming for Deichler. Deichler's second free throw is up and through, so Deichler makes them both. Dort leads 42-16. Right side, Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson dribbles it off of her foot. Stamness will chase it into the backcourt. And an over and back violation called on the Chargers. ...42-16, the defenders turn it over. Pass out front, Harmson takes it back. Harmson comes back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Stamness. Stamness with the basketball, pass deflected, picked up by Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the corner, three-pointer on the way, burying it is Sienna Stamness. Stamness with a two-point basket. It's 44-16. Beg your pardon, 45-16. Defenders leading by 29. Comes back to Wagner. Wagner setting the offense. Wagner with it. Her team trailing by 29. Wagner driving in. Off-balance layup. No good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming back the other way. Stamness, 3, missed it, too strong, rebound cleared by Ehlers. Ehlers over the basketball, Ehlers to Wagner. Wagner across the timeline, left side pass, Carly. Carly with it, Carly. Right side, Wagner. Wagner looking down low. They give it to Deichler. Deichler kicks it into the corner, 3 is good. Three-pointer by Carley. The first threes of the second half for Briarcliff. It's 45-19. Dort leading with 3:50 left to play. Third period. Ryan Smith has it. Set play by the defenders. Stamness comes back. Harmson. Harmson three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Chargers bringing it into the front court. This is Drachman. Defenders leading 45-19. Wagner has it out front. Wagner looking. Gives it up. Shot. No good, but a foul on the play is going to go on Mari Smitsdorf. That is foul number two on Smitsdorf. Five new players checking in for the defenders at the break. It'll be Kennard, Shimoleski, Tetzloff, Van Manen, and Feenstra all checking in after this first free throw by Ehlers. First free throw is good for Ehlers. Another one on the way. She's got five. Defenders leading 45-20. Pending a second free throw. 3:24 remaining in this quarter. Second free throw on the way for Ehlers. 6'2 sophomore from Shenandoah. She makes them both. And the defender lead is 45-21. The defenders have been outscored in this quarter 9-8. They lead by 24 after leading by as many as 29 moments ago. Into the front court with a basketball. They go right side. Kennard. Kennard with it. Kennard, left side, Shemileski. Shemileski comes back. And they call a 3 seconds in the lane violation on the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Chargers have it. Ball's at midcourt. They throw it across the half-court stripe to Bussinger. And Briarcliff throws it away. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the ball back. Shemileski out front, Tetzloff. Dort with a 24-point lead. Kennard right side to Van Manen, and a foul called in the corner. That's going to go against Maya Hendry. It's foul number one on, beg your pardon, foul number two on Hendry. Team foul number four on the Chargers. Dort not in the bonus yet. Next foul they will be. Pass goes left side, Kennard. Kennard right side, Shemileski. Short corner, Van Manen. Gets it to Feenstra. Feenstra's shot no good, but she is fouled on the play, and Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. That foul is charged to Bussinger. That's her second. So two free throws coming for Feenstra, and it's been pretty clear what Briarcliff's game plan is against Feenstra, and that is be as physical as possible and use up your fouls if you need to, and they have. 45-21, defenders leading by 24. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra after she misses the first one. She's got 12 points and makes that one. So she's got 13, and the defender lead is 46-21. Loft the pass near side to Dreckman, and they throw it away. Turnover, Briarcliff. Dort with a basketball, leading by 25 and a chance to extend the lead. They were up 25 at the end of the half. 2:35 remaining in this quarter. 46-21, Briarcliff has nearly doubled their point output from the first half with a 9-point third quarter. They had 12 points at halftime. Tetzloff, jumper from 10, good, right elbow. Bailey Tetzloff with a mid-range shot. Defenders lead 48-21. Briarcliff, Wagner. Wagner throws over the top. Briarcliff attacking. They stop, and a travel violation is called on Sarah Drachman. Dort forces another turnover. Briarcliff has had difficulty with the Dort pressuring defense this evening. Comes back right side, Van Manen. Van Manen, Kennard. Kennard with it. Kennard gives it up underneath Feenstra, and Feenstra is held on the play by Taylor Wagner. Wagner whistled for the personal foul, and for Wagner, that is her first personal. More free throws on the way for Erica Feenstra. Dort leading 48-21. Feenstra is a 73% free throw shooter this season. She is 3 for 4, now 4 for 5. Defenders leading 49-21 pending a free throw. This Briarcliff team shorthanded. This is not the lineup they anticipated having this evening, as Taylor Voss, a key component, not in the lineup tonight. Second free throw no good by Feenstra. It's 49-21, Defenders by 28. In the backcourt, they get it right side, Drachman. Drachman lost it. Down on the floor, Shemileski. Shemileski very nearly forces a turnover. Briarcliff with the basketball, 17 to shoot. They try to feed it underneath for Hentry, and Hentry loses it out of bounds. Another turnover by the Chargers, and the Defenders have a 49-21 advantage. Checking into the ball game is Brianna Allen for Briarcliff. Checking out the Chargers, Faith Trushinski. The Defenders countering right now with Smitsdorf, Evavold, Harmson, Rinesmith, and Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith splits the defense, finds Harmson. Harmson out of rhythm as that pass was tipped. Chasing down the weak side rebound, though, is Pruitt. They give it Smitsdorf. Evavold, right side, three on the way. Good. Three-point basket by Peyton Harmson. She's got nine, and the Defender lead is 52-21. 1:15 left to play in the third period. Dort College up by 31. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. Briarcliff basketball, three-pointer, top of the key, is good. Three-pointer by Deichler. She's got five. Dort leads 52-24. Evavold comes back out front. Harmson, Harmson, left side. Rinesmith, Rinesmith with it on the bounce. Comes back. Evavold. Evavold, well, beg your pardon, Harmson looking inside for Evavold. They instead go over to Pruitt, 12 to shoot. Ebby with the basketball, uses up one dribble, back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, runner, left hand, good. Annie with a two-point bucket, she's got seven. Defenders lead 54-24. Logan Wagner goes left wing, Allen, 25 seconds left in the quarter. Pruitt fights through the screen. They bounce it inside. Shot no good. Rebound Smitsdorf. 15 seconds left. Ball's loose, and now we have a jump ball. It'll be Dort basketball with 13.6 seconds remaining in this quarter. Well, they never switched the arrow on the scoreboard. I was looking at that. The arrow at the scorer's table gives it to Briarcliff, so they will inbound. They get it in over the top to Allen. Brianna Allen with the basketball, 10 seconds left, now 8. Allen off the dribble, Harmson fights through the screen. Shot off the bottom of the backboard, no good. Rebound Evavold, 2 seconds left, now 1. And the Defenders take a 30-point lead into the quarter break. Dort 54, the Briarcliff Chargers 24. The Defenders outscore Briarcliff 17-12 in that quarter. They push the lead to as many as 31 before settling for the 30-point difference, and it'll be Dort basketball when we resume play right after this. This is Dort basketball on KDCR. Dort basketball to start the fourth quarter. Annie Rinesmith drives right baseline, and a blocking foul called on the Chargers. That foul is called on Briarcliff's Madeline Deichler. That is her second. I had it as two already, but evidently I was one ahead. Pass goes left side over to Peyton. Harmson feeds it underneath, intended for Feenstra. Taken back by Evavold, and now a tie-up. It'll be a jump ball, Briarcliff basketball. Well, the Defenders now 9:43 away from their 20th win of the season. That would be a program record 20th win. First time they will have hit that plateau if they can hang on to this 30-point victory, this 30-point lead. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Gives it away to Rinesmith. Up the floor, Annie. Over the top, Evavold. Layup good. Rachel Evavold with 5 points. Defenders lead 56-24. Largest lead of the contest for the Defenders. 9:15 and counting here in this ballgame. Feed it underneath. Ball deflected. Picked up by Erica Feenstra. Comes back over to Annie Rinesmith. Annie into the front court. The Shakopee, Minnesota native. Feeds it back over to Harmson. Harmson's three, too strong, no good. Pass goes left side, Stamness. Stamness with a basketball. Stamness back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Harmson. Harmson goes back over to Sienna. Left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, 12-footer, left side, good. Annie Rinesmith with 9 points, and the Defender lead is 58-24. So back-to-back baskets by the Defenders to open up the fourth period. And the Defenders in control, 58 224. 58-24, Dort leading. They were down 8-5 and then went on a 20-point-plus run. 20-plus-point run. And they lead by 34, 58-24 right now. 8:23 remaining in regulation. Briarcliff, 8-12 entering play today. This was an important game in the conference for them as they tried to solidify a spot in the postseason tournament. Out front with the basketball is Faith Cherchinsky. And what do we have? 3 seconds in the lane, violation called against Briarcliff. I'm not sure, but those might be the first two 3 seconds calls we've seen this season in women's basketball. One on Dort, one on Briarcliff in this half, and now we have a foul called on the post play. That's going to go on Erica Feenster. That's number two on her. So foul number two on Feenstra. 8:08 remaining. That's in regulation. Defenders up 58-24. Logan Wagner goes left side over to Ehlers. Ehlers driving in, and a double dribble called on Ehlers. It'll be Dort basketball.
Overload!
The defenders up and in control. 7:55 and counting. That's in the ballgame. Ryan Smith, right side Stamness. Ehlers down into the corner, playing with four personal fouls. Dort finds Evavold with a lob pass. Rachel Evavold with 7 points. Defenders lead 60-24. 7:35 and counting in this ballgame. Briarcliff basketball, Cherchinsky. Cherchinsky puts up a shot and an illegal screen called on the Chargers in Hohenstein. Hohenstein whistled for the personal, and Dort gets it back with an opportunity to increase the lead. 60-24, defenders leading by 36. 7:23 and counting. They go, free throw line pass, Feenstra gets it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith kicks into the corner, three-pointer up and down. Sienna Stamness with a three-point basket, she's got nine, and the defender lead is 63-24. So Dort up big in this one. We'll see some reserves for the defenders. Some new lineup in just a moment. Hendry puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Here come the defenders and Rinesmith. Dort leading by 39. Rinesmith into the corner. Stamness. Another one. Yes. Three-point basket. Sienna Stamness. And the defender lead is 66-24. Sienna Stamness, her third three. She has 12 points, and the defenders lead by 42, 66-24. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Well, the defenders with a 42-point lead. With 6:42 remaining, the defenders send Smitsdorf into the ballgame along with Michaela DeYoung. Kennard, Van Manen, and Pruitt also on the floor for the defenders. Briarcliff will throw it in with the length of the floor in front of them. With it on the right side, Briarcliff. Chargers have it. They feed it left side. Cherchinsky. Cherchinsky lob it down low. Smitsdorf tips it away. It will be Briarcliff basketball. 16 seconds. Make that 15 seconds on the shot clock. Briarcliff throwing it in. And Van Manen reaches in to tie it up. And they're going to call Jordan for the personal foul. That's foul number three. Well, it took a little while tonight for the officials to tighten things up, and it got a little out of hand for a period of time. But now here in the fourth quarter, things getting called a little bit more closely. Briarcliff basketball, fresh 30 to work with. Shot in the lane, up and good. A runner by Bussinger. She's got two. And the defender lead is 66-26. 6:25 remaining. Pass goes left corner. Out front, Kennard. Kennard passes to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Floats it over to Pruitt. Pruitt looking down low for Smitsdorf. Pruitt puts it up in traffic, and she is fouled. Defenders lead at 66-26. Defenders by 40. Free throws for Abby Pruitt. Abby Pruitt shooting a pair of free throws. First free throw on the way for Pruitt is up and good. Abby Pruitt with another free throw. Briarcliff limited to 12 points in the first half. They doubled that output in the second half with 24. In the second quarter with 24. And now have hit a dry spell here to start the fourth quarter with just a couple of points. Pruitt makes both free throws, just shy of her season average of 2.5 points per game. Briarcliff basketball, left side Bussinger. Bussinger in between the circles. Bussinger. And we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Briarcliff with 16 on the shot clock and 5:43 on the game clock. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Dort leading 68-26. Chargers use a timeout. Leading by 42. And the Chargers have the basketball. Bussinger. Bussinger with it on the wing. And what do we have? We've got a foul called. The official, while out on the floor, whistles a foul on Riley Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen called for the personal. Briarcliff for the basketball. Chargers have it. Trailing by 42 is Briarcliff. Dort has this one well in hand. They feed it down low to Kendry, and Hendry travels with it. It'll be Dort basketball. So the defenders get it back. Leading 68-26 with 5:22 left to play. Faith Anderson passes left side. This is Kennard. Kennard, Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound tipped out by Van Hulsen. It will be Briarcliff basketball. So the Chargers get the ball back. And the Chargers will bring it up, trailing by 42. With the basketball is Bussinger. Bussinger. They go left wing. High arching three is up and through. So a three-point basket by the Chargers. Knocking that one down was Peyton Hagberg. Hagberg with the three. And the defender lead, 68-29. Right side, Anderson. Anderson answers with a three of her own. Faith Anderson with the three-point basket. 71-29, defenders leading by 42. 4.5 left to play in regulation. Briarcliff basketball, left-hand side. They work it back on the wing to Bussinger. Bussinger gets around Anderson. Anderson blocks it, but a foul on the play called on the defenders and Faith Anderson. And it's foul number one on Anderson. Team foul number three on the defenders. And Briarcliff will be shooting free throws with Jaden Bussinger. Bussinger, an 11 of 16 season so far. Today, one for one as she gets that one to go, 71-30. And a second free throw on the way for Bussinger. This one's up and good as well. So Bussinger makes them both, and the defender lead is 71-31. Pass to Kennard. Kennard puts up a three from the wing. Missed it, no good. Tipped by Anderson, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers coming back the other way. Into the front court, Briarcliff. Trushinski. They dump it down low for Hendry. Hendry misses it. Shot no good. Rebound Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen over the basketball. Van Hulsen gives it back over to Kennard. Kennard gets it to Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen tries to feed it underneath, and it's taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff coming back the other way, and a foul called on the defenders, Abby Pruitt. That's foul number two on Abby. 3:45 remaining. That is team foul number five on the defenders in this quarter. It's two free throws on the way for Trushinski. She's 0 for 2 in this half. And she makes that one. 3 points tonight for Trushinski. 71-32. Well, Dort took the drama out of this one in the second period when they outscored Briarcliff 20-4. Got up by 25 at halftime, and not much has changed since. Dort leading 71-33. 38-point lead for the defenders. Right side it goes Anderson. Anderson gives it up. Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen to Pruitt. Pruitt at the free throw line. Back to Faith. Faith tests the waters. The Sherrard, Illinois native, gives it into the corner. Van Hulsen to Michaela DeYoung. DeYoung looking cross court. Gets it cross court. Now it comes back to Kennard. Kennard three. Missed it. No good. Abby Pruitt with the offensive rebound. Misses. No good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen over the two-point bucket, 73-33. Briarcliff in the right corner. Chargers have it. Dreckman. Dreckman, they feed it underneath. Shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Kennard. And missed shot by Briarcliff's Hohenstein. Van Hulsen, short corner, gives it to DeYoung. Michaela DeYoung off of the glass, good. Michaela DeYoung over the two-point basket. 75-33, defenders leading by 42. 2:42 and counting. So Dort will win their 20th game of the season. And they will maintain their spot in fourth place heading into the final game of the regular season at Hastings. Free throw line over the basketball, driving in, and we've got a foul called on Kennard as she commits the foul on Hohenstein's drive with the left hand. Going to the free throw line, Ashley Hohenstein. Hohenstein, a couple of free throws. She's has not scored yet. Got a couple of fouls to her credit, though. Makes that free throw. She's got another one on the way, 75-34. Checking out of the ball game will be Abby Pruitt. Shemileski back into the game for the defenders. Second free throw by Hohenstein is good. And the defenders lead 75-35. Right side, they get it underneath. DeYoung. DeYoung's shot no good. There for the rebound is Shemileski, and Maya Shemileski will go to the free throw line. Shemileski from Mayer, Minnesota, with a couple of free throws. 62% free throw shooter. Hohenstein has managed to pick up her fourth personal on that play. First free throw by Shemileski is good, and for Maya, that is her first point tonight. Everyone but Smitsdorf and Kennard have scored tonight. Still got time. 2:12 remaining. 77-35 after Shemileski makes both free throws. Faith Anderson, long pass ahead to Shemileski. Maya runs it down with left hand, lays it up, good. Maya Shemileski with a two-point basket. She's got four. 79-35, defenders by 42. Briarcliff basketball, 1:50 remaining. Briarcliff driving in, nothing there. DeYoung comes down with the rebound, outlets over to Kennard. Kennard to Faith Anderson. Anderson feeds the trailer, DeYoung. DeYoung goes into the left corner, skip past Shemileski. Shemileski, Anderson, Anderson back to DeYoung. DeYoung to Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen shot no good. And Riley Van Hulsen will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 79-35, the defenders will improve to 20-9 for the season. They'll go to 13-8 in the conference with one game remaining on the road at Hastings. Free throw is up, short, no good. Another one on the way. A second free throw coming for Riley Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen with a couple of points. That came on a field goal. Second free throw by Van Hulsen. No good. And the Briarcliff Chargers will walk the other way and shoot free throws. That foul is charged to the defenders and Shemileski. That's foul number one on Shemileski. So a couple of free throws coming for Hohenstein. Hohenstein's first free throw, no good. Another one on the way. 79-35. Free throw is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Hulsen, and the defender lead stays at 79-35. Into the front court, right side pass, Shemileski. Shemileski looking, goes to DeYoung. DeYoung off the glass, good. Michaela DeYoung over the two-point basket. She's got four. And the defender lead is 81-35. Well, the defender's leaving no doubt this evening. 1:10 remaining. Briarcliff promptly throws it away. It'll be Dort basketball. The defenders will walk it up. And they'll dribble it across the timeline with Kennard. Kennard over the basketball. Kennard, right side, DeYoung. DeYoung to Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen layup, good. Riley Van Hulsen with 4 points. Defenders lead 83-35. On the right side, they feed it to the Chargers post player. Dort comes away with a rebound. This is Kennard. Kennard will bring it up the front court. Kenzie Kennard with it. 35 seconds left to play in the game. Goes to Shemileski. Now Faith Anderson. Faith Anderson with the basketball. Kennard. 14 seconds on the shot clock, now 12. Will Dort attack, or will they take the turnover? Kennard, left side, Shemileski. 5 to shoot, now 4. Anderson puts up the 3, in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It's defender basketball, and now the shot clock is off. So Dort will be inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is deflected, picked up by Kennard. Kennard at midcourt, and that's going to be the ball game. Our final score, the defenders, 83. Briarcliff, 35. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders win their 20th game of the season, a new program record, and the Briarcliff Chargers fall to 8-13 in the conference, 14-15 overall. The defenders, 13-8, and 20-9. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt. Our Wireless World postgame wrap comes up in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders defeat Briarcliff by score of 83-35. The defenders outscore Briarcliff 17-8 in the first quarter, 20-4 in the second quarter, 17-12 in the third, and 29-11 in the fourth to finish it. The defenders 29 of 63 from the floor, 8 of 25 on 3, 17 of 27 from the free throw line. That figures out to 38% from the floor, 46% from the floor, 32% on threes, 63% on free throws. The Briarcliff Chargers limited to 10 of 48 shooting, 20.8%, 4 for 14 on threes, 29%. And 11 of 18 on free throws, 61%. Dort a 52-25 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Briarcliff 32, Dort College 23. Dort had 14 steals, Briarcliff had 8. The defenders led by Erica Feenstra's 14 points. Sienna Stamnes added 13, 9 each for Peyton Harmson and Annie Rinesmith. Also for the defenders, 9 points. For Kenzie Bausma, she ended up leaving with an injury. 7 for Rachel Evavold and 6 for Maya Shemileski. 4 each for Michaela DeYoung and Riley Van Hulsen. 3 for Faith Anderson and 2 each for Abby Pruitt and Bailey Tetzloff. for Dort College's total of 83. For the Briarcliff Chargers, they were topped tonight by 6 points from Logan Ehlers, 4 points each for Taylor Wagner, Jaden Bussinger, and Faith Cherchinsky. Suffice it to say, a long night tonight for the Briarcliff Chargers as Dort. Pretty good defensive effort, especially after the first few minutes, and really made life difficult for the Chargers. And Dort comes away with an unlikely 48-point victory, 83-35. And Coach Bill Harmson takes a seat beside me. And Coach Harmson, unlikely. I say unlikely because blowouts do not happen in conference play very often. And you really took care of some defense in the second quarter, established some things, and made life very difficult for the Briarcliff Chargers, and that translated into your 20th win of the season this evening.
Yeah, I am really surprised at the outcome of the game. I was really surprised at the pace and the tempo of the game. But I'm really proud of how our girls defended tonight, and we went in with some defensive goals of getting 3 stops in a row and doing that a number of times throughout the evening. And so I was really happy with our defensive effort. Just looking at the rebounds for the first time, we did a nice job on the boards again tonight. So really, really a positive effort for our girls. You know, getting that 20th win is really, really cool.
You were down 5-3, and then you went on you were down 8-5, and you went on a 12-0 run to end the first quarter. You kept that run going into the second quarter. Obviously, you're playing defense. You talked about the 3 stops in a row. What were you doing finally on offense that allowed you to get some baskets?
Yeah, well, we kind of got out in transition a little bit more during that time, Mike. But they really extended that zone in the first half. And, you know, we were able to get the ball to Erica in the second quarter down on the block. And she really did a nice job of adjusting her game and going to some shot fakes and stepping through a little bit more instead of just, you know, relinquishing getting her shot blocked by their post player. And so that was a great adjustment on her part. We were able to get the ball inside, and then the second half, they really clamped down everything on the inside, and it was just great to see Sienna, you know, hit some shots, and, you know, Annie hit a three, Peyton hit some threes tonight, so it was just really good to see that three ball start to drop for us again.
And when a shot, it doesn't take many, but if you can just make one or two jumpers, my goodness, things change so much against that zone defense.
Yeah, it does. And you know what? I thought we played better defense when we hit shots too. You know, it just is a whole psyche thing. And we by no means have been tearing the nets apart here in the second semester or since Christmas break. So to come out and get some home cooking here, and especially in the second half, to shoot the ball like that, I'm really proud of the girls.
Kenzie Bausma goes down with an injury in the third quarter. She did not come back. A knee or an ankle? What happened on that play, Coach?
Came down after scoring that basket on a Briarcliff foot, twisted her ankle. It was good to see her walking off the floor. So we'll be without her for a little while. You know, we're hoping to have her back, obviously, by next Wednesday for the conference tournament. But, you know, then just somebody else is going to have to step into that spot and step into that role. I feel bad for Kenz as her senior year, and she's really been playing well for us, so we hope to get her back sooner rather than later.
You step outside. Is it raining outside or what?
The girls, we had a little celebration in the locker room, Mike. It's not too often you break school record with wins, and so we broke school record, so we got some water guns, and we just doused our team and had a great time with them, and brought some enjoyment back to the locker room after a tough loss last week, so it was fun.
Coach, I will let you go. Hastings on Saturday. We'll worry about that beginning tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy this one tonight.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Bill Harmson talking about his team's victory, and some of the scores are starting to come in from across the conference, and no real surprises. Morningside got back on the winning track in a big way. They defeat Doan handily tonight. I believe I've given you all of the numbers that I need to at this point. Let's take another break. We'll be back with a check of the scoreboard, and we will also check in with our defender player of the game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. And I'll tell you that these games are made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa, also Jasper, Minnesota. You can call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Time now for Sioux Center Health, Defender Player of the Game, Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. The Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game this evening, it's going to be co-players. Sienna Stamness breaks out of a shooting slump, four threes. She ends up with 13 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. And I can't ignore Annie Rinesmith. That floor game by the junior point guard. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists as the Defenders win their school record 20th game of the season. They're now 13-8 in the conference. Taking a look at what else is happening across the conference this evening, we pencil in Dort's win. We ink it in, 83-35. Other scores from across the conference: Hastings over Midland, 69-52. Also in the league, it was Morningside over Doan, 83-53. Jamestown and Northwestern, yep, that one's gone final as well, 88-58. And CSM and Concordia, that's the College of St. Mary and Concordia at this point. They're at halftime. Concordia leads at 53-28. GPAC standings then currently. Northwestern is 18-3. Dakota Wesleyan did not play. They're 17-4. Concordia trying to keep pace with Northwestern. They win tonight over CSM. They'll be tied with NW at top of the league. Dort goes to 13-8. Hastings is 12-9. The Defenders assure themselves of at least a tie for the fourth place in the conference, their highest ever finish. Morningside goes to 11-10. Midland falls to 10-11. Briarcliff slips to 8-13. Mount Marty is idle. Jamestown is 7-14. Doan is 3-18. And the College of St. Mary entering play tonight, 1-19. And they are playing Concordia, and again, they trail at halftime. Dort and Hastings will play this Saturday to conclude the regular season, and it certainly appears that Dort and Hastings could very well play again in the first round of the playoffs 1 week from this evening. Still got Morningside lurking there at 11-10, and Dort beats Hastings on Saturday. Morningside wins their game as well. There's a tie there instead for 12 and 10, and I'm not sure who gets the tiebreaker on that. Morningside is at Jamestown, so that game will impact the final standings involving Dort as well. So still a little bit to be decided, but we can definitely map out some pretty cement scenarios after play has concluded here this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to talk about the men's contest right after this.